Give the Lord the praise.
Deuteronomy chapter 1,
verse 6, all the way to verse 7. The Lord our God spoke unto us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough in this month of August. Turn you now and take your journey into September. Hallelujah! And go to the mountain of the Amorites, and unto all the places near thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, in the vale, in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. The Lord bless His word in Jesus' precious name. I speak very briefly on the subject, navigating the junctions of life. Navigating the junctions of life. Our objective tonight is to understand what to do at the junctions of life. The junctions of life refer to the transition points between phases of life. Those transition points. For example, between an old phase and a new phase. Those transition points between the end of one phase and the start of another phase. For example, the end of a month and the beginning of a new month is a junction. The end of a quarter and the beginning of another quarter is a junction. And from next tomorrow we step into what they call the ember months. September, October, November, December. So it's like a junction. Finish secondary school, you are stepping into university, you are at a junction. You were single before, you are trying to get married, you are at another junction. And so on and so forth. The question is, what do we do at those junctions? How do we manage the junctions? How do we maximize the junctions? What do we do at the junctions in order for the next phase to be profitable and fulfilling? What do we do at the junction? Number one, reflection. You reflect on where am I coming from? Where am I? And where am I going? In Psalm 103 and in verse 1, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Number verse 2, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So, that is, reflection is thoughtfulness. You are thinking, where am I? Where am I coming from? What am I thankful for? Number one, reflection. No matter how bad it is, there is something to reflect about. Reflection number two is appreciation. Appreciation is a vehicle of acceleration. No matter where you are, and no matter what is happening, there is something to be thankful to God for. No matter where you are, no matter what is happening, there is something to be thankful to God for. At the junctions of life, you are positioned for appreciation. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 2, we just read it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. There are many who enter this month and got swallowed up by the month. They never came out of it. Reflection, 2, appreciation. Number 3, vision. At the junctures of life, it is advisable to possess vision. What can you see ahead of you? It's important to know that life travels in the direction of vision. Life travels in the direction of vision. Genesis 13 and in verse 15, God spoke to Abraham and he said, "For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever." Life travels in the direction of vision. Vision is key to possession. What you don't see coming will never come. Until you see differently, you don't end differently. Vision. So it is reflection, it is appreciation, it's vision. If, for example, you step into a new land, maybe as a pastor, by virtue of assignment, you are repositioned to a new location, as it happens in a commission like this frequently. There is reflection, there is appreciation, and then there is vision. What do you see coming? What do you trust God for? That's number 3. Number 4 is decision. Decision. Life answers to choice, not chance. Life answers to choice, not chance. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15 and 19, Deuteronomy 30, 15, 19, it says, "See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil." Verse 19, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." Decision. In decision, you are determining what will you do away with in this new phase. What will you do away with? And what do you want above all things? Paul the Apostle made a choice in Philippians 3:10. A decision I made that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. In this new phase, it is my decision to know power. Please understand this. In life, you don't get what you deserve. Neither do you just get what you desire. You get what you decide. I deserve this is good. I desire this is good. But what have you decided? In the next season, the remaining 3 months, 4 months of the year, what is your decision? You've reflected on the previous parts. You've appreciated. You have vision. Now what is your decision? After decision, number 5 is determination. Somebody is saying to me, "What is the difference between decision and determination?" One little difference. Decision equals choice. Determination equals choice plus force. Choice that is backed with force. Decision is passive, maybe passive. But determination is active. Now I'll give you an example. Jacob did not just decide to get the birthright from Esau. He determined. That determination made him to give it everything he took to get the birthright. Another example. The prodigal son. When he said, in Luke chapter 15, verse 17, when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have I bread enough and to spare? and I perish with hunger, I will arise and go to my father. That is decision. But when he said, I will say to my father, I am not even qualified to be your son anymore. Take me as one of your hired servants. That is determination. He made a decision and he backed it with a determination. That is, I am going to speak to my father in a way he can't say no. I am ready to crash down to any level in order to achieve what I have decided. I want somebody here tonight to be determined and to say, even though there are 4 months to the end of the year, the God who created the world in 6 days can do anything under the next 4 months. He will not require 4 months to change my story. He will not require 4 months to break the yoke of barrenness, to break the yoke of singleness. I can still get somebody to marry. I may not marry this year, but at least I'm on the way to getting married. You must be determined. Am I communicating at all to somebody here? I announce to somebody here today, by determination, you will arrive at your destination this year. This year is not permitted to end until your expectations come to pass. Shout the loudest, amen. You believe that? Say loud, amen. Take your seat. From determination, you move to supplication, which is prayer. You don't wish change into happening. You pray change into happening. You don't wish change into happening. You pray change into happening. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, we saw a man by the name Jabez, how he prayed the change into happening. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that your hand might be with me, and that thou would keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. He needed change. A face must change. He must step into a new season. He did not wish it. He prayed it. In Genesis 32, verse 24 to 28, we saw how Jacob wrestled until his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, our father in the Lord, said, what you don't want, you don't watch. You don't watch it. You pray it off. If you don't want it, don't watch it. Just keep dealing with it until it is handled. Supplication was number six. Number seven is declaration. Declaration. Audacious declaration. Declaration. That is speaking boldly about what is desired or what you have decided. Speaking boldly about what your desired outcome should be. The spirit of faith is a speaking spirit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 13, he said, but we all, having the same spirit of faith, as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak. At creation, God spoke. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, and there was light. In the valley of dry bones, in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 7, Ezekiel said, I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a shaking. Listen to this, don't forget. Whatever must be realized must be prophesied. And I'm not talking of external prophet prophesying and shaking their body for you. I'm talking of you prophesying and decreeing on what must be in your life. Whatever must be realized must be prophesied. Somebody say, amen. No, there are a lot of funny prophets these days. One said that, and the Lord said that as I use my servant Abraham to lead my people from Egypt,
to Israel.
Then he realized, no, it was not Abraham, it was Moses. Then he said, oh, the Lord said, no, it is not Abraham. It was one. Very terrible, terrible, terrible caricature, mockery. That's not the type I'm talking about. I'm talking about you being the prophet of your own destiny. I can't be stranded. 2023 is not permitted to end until the glory rises upon my life, until light shines on me on every side. What must be realized must be prophesied, and what must be cleared must be declared. If you want to clear it, if you want heaven to clear it for you, like custom, you know how they clear goods. If you want it cleared, you must have it declared. If it is not declared, it may not be cleared. Someone say aloud, amen. At the junction, that was what God did at creation. He was declaring and it was being cleared. He was declaring and it was being cleared. He was prophesying and it was being realized. Declaration. And the last, which by no means is the least, is action. Progress is made when steps are taken. No matter how interested you are, until steps are taken, progress is never made. Progress is made when steps are taken. Until steps are taken, progress is never made. Genesis 12 and in verse 1 to 5, God spoke to Abraham and asked him to get out of his father's house. If his life was going to change, if his destiny was going to change, he was going to take steps. The step you may take, now listen to this, the action you may take may require separation and consecration. Consecration and separation. Which means you change your lifestyle in certain ways. Which means you change certain associations in certain ways. In order to gain acceleration. It may require that. Your action may require confrontation. The confrontation of the negative situations, confronting the negative situations, like God told the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 14 and in verse 15. He said, ask them to move into the Red Sea. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Forward into where? Into the Red Sea. There it. And as they move toward the Red Sea moved apart. As they move forward, the Red Sea moved apart. As they moved forward, the Red Sea moved apart. In 2 Kings chapter 7 and in verse 4, 5 and 6, the children of Israel, the four lepers at the gate of Samaria, decided to move from their sitting position. And as they moved towards the camp of Syria, the Syrians heard the sound of war and moved. You may need to ask God, Lord, what steps do you want me to take at this junction? What moves do you want me to move, to make at this junction? This junction of my life. How do you want me to navigate? How do you want me to move? And it will tell you the steps to take and the moves to make. And I believe it's a change of story for somebody. So you are moving from reflection to appreciation to vision. To decision, to determination, to supplication, to declaration, to action. And the whole outcome of everyone, of everything, is the manifestation. Stand up on your feet and give him the praise. Give him the praise. You just had in 19 minutes, 20 seconds preaching. Give him the praise and give him the honor. Give him the praise and give him the honor. One of the things I mentioned is what we're about to do now is called supplication. We're going to do some praying right now. And after we are through with the praying, then we'll return back to praise and celebration and take the communion. Is somebody blessed? Did you hear something? Or you didn't hear anything because I didn't preach for 2 hours. Hallelujah! Look at your neighbor, say it is not over until God says it is over. And God will not say it is over until you are victorious. Say it is not over until God says it is over. And God will not say it is over until you are victorious. Lift your hands and begin to give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. Give Him the honor. Give Him the adoration. Give Him the worship. Supremacy, dominion, rule. Shapato topala tata balata.
In the name of Jesus, we shall be proceeding with intercessions, thanking the Lord for His faithfulness, His mercies, interventions, and goodness in the passing month of August, giving Him all the praise and glory due to His holy name. Psalms 103 and verse 1 to 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. Lift up your voices and pray with me. Say, Father,
Father,
thank you
for
your faithfulness,
your mercy,
intervention,
and goodness
in the passing month
of August.
For you alone,
be
of the praise.
In the name of Jesus,
you can say, Father,
thank you
for your faithfulness,
mercies,
intervention,
and goodness
in the passing month
of August.
For you alone,
be
all the praise.
In the name of Jesus,
lift up your voice
and pray that prayer.
Father, we say thank you for your faithfulness.
We say thank you for your mercy.
We say thank you for your intervention.
We say thank you for your goodness
in the passing month of August.
We give you all the praise.
In the name of Jesus.
Psalms 104 verse 4.
who maketh his angel spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. Hallelujah. Say, Father,
thank you
for the heavy
visitation
of life
ministry
during the 2023 International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference.
Thank you
for turning out flames of fire
from the conference
to the world.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father,
thank you
for the heavy
visitation
of life
and ministry
during the 2023 International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference.
Thank you, Lord,
for turning out
flames of fire
from the conference
to the world.
Oh Lord,
in the name of
Jesus.
Chapter 3 and verse 14. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. Say after me, Father,
we ask
that every visitation
and
encounter
of your people
at the conference
will be
durable
and
lasting.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, again, Father,
we
ask
that
every visitation
and
encounter
of
your people
at
the conference
will
be durable
and
lasting.
Oh Lord,
in Jesus'
name,
Father,
we ask that every visitation
Let us have a
every dislocation, every encounter of your people, of the conference, will be durable, will be lasting. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, every dislocation, every encounter of your people, of the conference, will be durable and lasting. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, every dislocation, every encounter of your people, of the conference, will be durable and lasting. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ, we shall be taking authority over every satanic reprisal and counter attacks against the just concluded conference in Luke chapter 10 verse 17 and in verse 19. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And verse 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Somebody lift up your right hand and pray with me. Say, Father,
we take authority
over every satanic
reprisal
and counterattack
against
the just concluded
conference
and its impact.
We bring such
attack
into defeat
and failure.
Lord,
in Jesus' name. Say it again, Father,
we take authority
over
every satanic
reprisal
and counterattack
against
the just concluded
conference
and its impact.
We
bring
such attack
into defeat
and failure.
Lord,
in Jesus' name,
somebody lift up your voice and pray.
Over every satanic reprisal,
every satanic counterattack
against the just concluded conference
and
against its impact
in the life of the people.
We bring such attack
into immediate defeat
and
failure in the name of Jesus.
Every satanic
reprisal,
every satanic counterattack
against the just
concluded conference
and its impact.
We bring such attack
into defeat.
We bring such attack
into failure.
We bring such attack
into frustration.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Right,
We are praying. If you believe God is hearing us, to shout aloud, amen. Proverbs 19 and verse 21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord thou shalt stand. Lift up your voices and say, Father,
Father,
we ask for your help
and
mercy for the new season. Cause your perfect plan and purpose to be fulfilled in the lives of your people in this coming season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we ask for your help and mercy
for the new season.
Cause your perfect plan and purpose to be fulfilled in the lives of your people. In this coming
season,
oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and shout the prayer.
Your help and your mercy in this new season, in your purpose, Christ. Daniel chapter 4 verse 17. Daniel 4 17. Let's read together. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the Holy Ghost, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basis of men. Lift up your voice and say, Father,
we ask
that you will enthrone
your rule
and your reign
in
our nation, Nigeria, and dethrone
the
rule
and the reign
of evil
and
wickedness
in
our nation at all levels.
Oh Lord.
Father, we ask
that you
enthrone
your
rule
and your
reign
in
our nation,
Nigeria,
and dethrone
the
rule
and
the reign
of evil
and wickedness
in our nation
at all levels.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
Father, we ask that you will enthrone your rule, enthrone your reign in our nation, enthrone your rule and your reign in our nation, and enthrone the rule and the reign of evil and wickedness in our nation at all levels. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus,
precious name. You believe the Lord has heard and answered us? Shall the Lord say amen? We are going to celebrate God for 7 minutes. While this celebration is on, it's appreciation for everything he has done for you. But while this is on, a few things will happen. Number one, every negative cycle and negative pattern that has followed your life all these years, especially around this season, shall be broken tonight. Number two, it shall be a clear departure from an old chapter into a new chapter. A clear departure from an old season into a new season. That is,
it will be clear to everybody that your season has changed, that your level has changed, that a new page has been opened. And thirdly, it shall be the betting of expectation. After 9 months, women give birth to children from the pregnancies. In this 9th month, there shall be the birthing of expectations, the birthing of visions, the birth of everything that Jehovah has packaged into 2023 for you that is yet to come. There shall be the birth, the breaking of a cycle, the clear departure from the old, and the clarity of a new season, and the birthing of expectations. These 3 things, celebrate, because it is sure. And if you came in here with any sickness in your body, any pain in your body, any chain on your life, any yoke on your hands, they shall be broken. Are you ready? Can you help me shake 7 hands and tell them congratulations for your new season? Congratulations for your new season. Let's go.
Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise.
Depart from your life. I declare that cycle that is a recurrent cycle is so broken and you shall testify. It shall be clear to everyone that your life and my life, this church and this nation, we are stepping into a new season. In the name of Jesus, and that pregnancy of January, that expectation that you crossed over the year with, by this 9 months, by every means, it shall be delivered. It shall become your delivery. It shall be better. So shall it be. As we take the communion tonight, it shall be an empowerment unto the betting of expectations. It shall be the power to break the evil cycle. It shall be the power to step into a new season. Lift up your hands where you are. While we are in that position, everyone here today, who knows there is sin or iniquity in your life that may stop you from accessing the realms we talked about just now, quickly pray this prayer with me, wherever you are, and say after me, and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, you meant to step forward. Communion people, go ahead and take your position. Step forward here and make your way straight with God. Step forward very, very sharp. Having your sins forgiven. A new day, a new season upon your life. Quickly step forward here. Celebrations as they come. I give you the count of 7. 1.
Give him your life.
2.
Give him your life.
3. Step forward.
Give him your life. It's waiting for you.
4.
Give him your life.
Why don't you give him your life? need to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want today to mark a new day for you. Also step forward here. Carry your Bibles and your bags. And step forward here. You have an addiction that needs to be broken. Lord, I'm sorry, my negative lifestyle needs to be broken. Also carry your Bibles and your bags and step forward here. You need an addiction that must be broken. You need to rededicate yourself to God. Now place your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for forgiveness for my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. That hold of sin is broken in the name of Jesus. And the grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done in Jesus' name.